as Magdi and others have made clear, as Linda made clear so vividly, this is the latest in a long line of massacres, which are not an accident. They're not the result of one politician or party in Israel or another. All of them, from Ben Gurion through Shimon Peres to Netanyahu and Olmert and Netanyahu again, they have to do this because the very existence of a Palestinian people invalidates the existence of their state called Israel. Because their state was based on the lie, as Clive put it, the bright, shining lie that Palestine was an empty land that people from Europe and North America could go to and settle as settlers. Palestine was full of people who'd lived there for thousands of years. They had a country called Palestine. They were the Palestinians, and they were wiped off the map and scattered to the four winds as refugees. They talk about these rockets being fired from Gaza, homemade, militarily ineffective rockets, smuggled, they say, the parts through tunnels. Of course, Israel doesn't need tunnels. They have no need for tunnels or homemade rockets. The United States gives them, free of charge, the world's most fearsome, lethal, deadly weapons. And our own country, under a so-called Labour government, last year sold them £18 million worth of weapons. Are we so hard up as a country? We need to earn £18 million selling weapons to murderers to kill innocent captive people who can't defend themselves? I don't think so. There's blood on that money. But they talk about these rockets being fired from Gaza. What they never tell you is that 80% of the people of Gaza are refugees from the very southern part of Palestine, now Israel, against which they're firing these rockets. This is their land. In Parliament the other day, MP after MP stood up to tell us that they'd been to a town called Sderot. Amazing, because it's not Athens, I can assure you. How many British MPs have visited Sderot? And I asked in the debate, you can see it on YouTube, I asked, did any of you see the ruins underneath Sderot of the Palestinian villages which were destroyed in order to build it and whose people are now living behind the wire in the Gaza Strip firing rockets in some cry from the heart to remind people that they exist, that they're human beings, that they live, and that they demand justice. But none of them had. And here I make my only party political point. Gordon Brown's government has lived up to or sank down to every expectation in this crisis. For 3 days they said nothing at all. And when they spoke, they blamed the victims for the crimes of the aggressors. And now Gordon Brown is sending the Royal Navy to patrol off Gaza, not to implement the United Nations Security Council resolutions to force Israel to give Palestine some chance to be free, not to break the siege on hungry people. He sent the Royal Navy to Gaza to patrol the coast, to protect Israel from smuggling into Palestine. Well, we don't believe that Gordon Brown represents Britain. We don't believe the BBC represents Britain. So we've decided to do something about it. We've decided that as the naval column arrives off Gaza flying the British flag. We'll arrive in Gaza flying the British flag with a convoy of 100 vehicles full of aid for the people of Palestine. I announced this just 9 days ago, and it has spread like wildfire throughout the land. I'm now speaking at 2 or 3 meetings a day to people who want to be a part of this convoy. We're led by a fire engine from Manchester, donated by the Fire Brigade Union, the first fire engine which will enter Gaza as the territory still smolders. And I want to thank the Fire Brigade Union here for acting rather than talking, because action speaks louder than words. Tears are easier to shed than blood, and words are easier to speak than actions are to do. But the time for talking is almost over. We must now act. Today, I've got 6 ambulances, 4 from Stirling, 2 from Bolton, where I've just been, and I got a driver for one of the ambulances in the jets downstairs 5 minutes before the meeting started. And we need more. We need more fire engines, we need more ambulances, and they will be followed by trucks or vans full of all the things that the Palestinians need. What do they need? They need everything. They don't have pajamas, the people who are shivering out in the cold. They don't have nappies. They don't have blankets or tents or pencils or laptops. They need everything, anything that's useful and good that you can collect, get onto a truck or a van, and be in London on St. Valentine's Day to join this great British convoy. It's going through France, Spain, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, until it reaches the great Egypt. Some people ask, will Hosni Mubarak allow Galloway into Egypt? I say this, if our convoy is big enough, if it's covered by the media here and in the Arab world widely enough, if enough of you are involved in it, if Mubarak says no, we'll blow his house down. We'll blow his house down. We'll blow his house down.